Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm with my main man, AJ Amex, and we've got a really awesome session here for you guys today because we're going to be answering the question of, what do I do for my branding? We're talking timeline covers, we're talking Twitter backgrounds, exactly. We're talking YouTube, we're talking Google+, what am I leaving out?
That's about it.
LinkedIn?
Not even really.
But it's going to be awesome. We're going to help you guys with your branding and how to keep everything congruent so you can make more money and live a life on
fire.
Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick-ass business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life, to help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire. All right, so we're back. We are back in action. You're watching Hump Day Q&A, and I've got a special guest, AJ Amex, who's one of our Firestarter elites. Keep your eyes peeled, because we've got this guy on Life on Fire TV coming at you. We've got him for a Pay It Forward Friday. We're about to bust out of here, and we're going to shoot some Pay It Forward Friday action, which is going to be super cool. So keep your eyes out. When you see his name in the episode titles, you want to watch what's going on. It's a lot of cool stuff. So, for today with Hump Day Q&A, here's how this works. Is basically we have lifeonfirequestions.com. So any questions that you'd have, if you'd like to be featured on one of these things on Wednesdays, just go to Life on Fire Questions and type in anything that is challenging you, anything that you'd like guys like us to help you figure out, and we can help you get there. So for today, the question that AJ gets a lot is...
So Jason from Texas, he like wrote in, was like, dude, I don't know what to do like with all my cover art, like on Twitter and like Facebook and like LinkedIn, does it have a cover art? YouTube, yeah. Like what do I do with all this stuff? So, you know, I just pretty much tell Jason from Texas this, my friend, use all of this space, like your Facebook timeline cover video, your new Twitter header cover space, you know, use all this YouTube and your Google Plus, use that like a virtual billboard. Like, promote your stuff. Use that to position you as the authority. Use that to position your offer if you have one on your website. You know, we talked about a lead magnet in a different video. Like, you know, use this to position you and what you have to serve your people, my friend.
All right, cool. So I think what's so cool about this is we're talking about real estate.
Yeah.
So we're talking about online real estate. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, with AJ, you know, your background is a Twitter marketing expert. He's a business coach like me. And so building an online brand, you know, one of the things that that I accidentally did when I first got started was that I modeled, right?
Yes.
So I looked at Mari Smith, who's a good friend. She's an amazing Facebook marketer. And I looked at her brand and everything that Mari had was turquoise. And I noticed that I should probably do that too, right? So I had a very ugly looking blog, you know, that was blue. It's my favorite color. I made my Twitter background blue. I made my YouTube cover blue. Facebook timeline cover blue, right? Blog was blue, and I just made them look together. And what does that do for us, right? Is that, so those properties, those online assets, I mean, those are just, they're the backgrounds, right? So if that's what we're talking about with the backgrounds, what's your take as a professional marketer on just the branding? You know, how would you look at, you know, what should be on those for these guys?
So one of the things that I love is like eyes. Mm-hmm. Like I think, you know, people say like eyes are the windows into the soul. But I think it's like, it's even more for expert positioning when it comes to social.
Okay.
Like to use a good quality headshot. And I always tell people like, if you can't afford a photographer, a high-end photographer, use a college student who wants to build a portfolio. Like you can go buy them, you know, some beer. You can like pay them $100. Like they'll be
there's
more than
art
happy.
Classes there.
Absolutely.
Photography classes in college where they have professional cameras
for
the art classes.
Exactly. Yeah. And so all you need is somebody who understands lighting and good composition, and boom, you have nice photos, and then use like a nice headshot. Make sure people can see your eyes, because as they're coming onto these social spaces, when they look into your eyeballs, they're feeling you. I know it sounds weird not to get too woo-woo-y on you, but they're literally connecting with you through the photo, the way that you're showing up, the presence, the confidence, the certainty, all of that's being conveyed from that, and so you're building rapport with these people instantaneously, and it's expert positioning when they're coming on to all the profiles, all the different spaces, and everything's just consistent. Boom.
Consistent.
Boom, boom.
And it, a picture is worth?
1,000 words.
Oh, yeah. And so what's so cool is that, you know, that consistency of the same colors and the same similar photos, that even if you don't have, you know, a big elaborate brand, that you as the solopreneur, you can really make everything look congruent and consistent across the platforms, which is super, super cool. And, you know, so if we've got, and I love the tip about the photographer, because I will never forget when I got rolling, I painted my dining room wall blue and I took a selfie and it was like the most embarrassing photo. Like I get made fun of it all the time. But the crazy thing, even though like it was a personal picture,
right.
And I think that many of us know that, you know, having a personal brand is way better than having a logo.
Exactly.
Because your goal is to connect with them individually. So even though I screwed things up, it still worked because
Absolutely.
It was consistent and it was all blue. So I think we're there. We get that. Now, what else do you want on there? Because it's a valuable piece of real estate. So what else would you suggest to be on those backgrounds?
Like if you have a tagline or something like
okay.
that, like, you know, like Life on Fire has helping you set your business ablaze with online marketing.
Yep.
So that's like on, you know, if they go to, you know, Life on Fire TV, their Twitter.com/Life on Fire TV, like that's the slogan. If mm-hmm. they come to you, you're like the kick-ass business coach. So that's like the slogan. So
sure.
keeping everything consistent as far as, you know, are the fonts the same? Make sure the fonts are the same. Make sure you have your slogan. Make sure your pictures are there. And then I always say like lifestyle. You know, I love lifestyle
sure.
photos. I mean, I think they're super baller.
Yeah.
And I think it's actually expert positioning instantaneously when you have really good lifestyle photography.
In lifestyle, you mean like, you know, like on a beach or in a setting
yeah,
or
exactly. okay. like outside, no like selfie on the blue wall, unless you absolutely have to.
I know.
But like,
I was really, I mean, I was like 50 grand in debt. I was like really scrimping along.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta do what you gotta do. But like
college student would have totally saved
there you go.
That.
I mean, when we're in the band, like all of our photo shoots, except for one, was done from college students.
Yeah.
And I would come up with a concept. And like you said, model somebody, find somebody that has like, find the people like on social that already have really nice backgrounds.
That are where you want to be.
Exactly.
So look at how cool their stuff looks. Look at where they are and who you want to be like. And design your brand to that level, because graphic design in 2014 and beyond, like without any hesitation, my business coach says it, I say it, AJ's on the same page, that your graphic design means more in the eyes of your prospects than your copy. And that is huge, because what people perceive and how you look, and it doesn't mean your physical looks, it's the way that your photos look, the quality of the photos,
Absolutely.
The quality of your design, and that makes such a huge difference. So we can take someone that is a brand new expert at a topic where they may have just bought some courses and they've got a passion for it, and if we can make their brand look amazing just through a professional photo, mm-hmm. through a photo that's semi-professional,
Absolutely.
Because it's from someone that's a, you know, a college kid or whatever, then if the photo looks good, if the design is consistent and the design looks good, you're going to be able to charge more money.
Absolutely.
You're going to be able to grow your business faster. And it's amazing the positioning and the brand impact you have.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll never forget, I had huge national companies that were hiring me because I got traffic to my social networks.
Yeah.
They saw, and they even though the photo cheesy thing was bad, but you know, it all looked consistent.
Absolutely.
And they perceived that I was an expert when I was brand new. And that can happen for you too. And at the end of the day, as long as you know more than the person that you're coaching, you
exactly.
are good to go.
Exactly.
So, okay, cool. So we got design, we got photo, we got tagline. Guys, tagline, make that super simple.
Yes.
Make that so clear so that they get it. You know, if they look at your brand or tagline in less than a second, do they get what you do?
You
know? It's like your webinar coming up.
Yeah.
Tweet for profits. It's like how to use Twitter to grow your leads and income in less than 30 days.
Yeah. Boom.
Boom. So it's like, what is that about? Pretty sure it's about, you know, how to make money on Twitter, you know, for your business, how to get leads. It's simple.
Exactly.
So that's cool. And then I think what's awesome about this particular episode for you guys is that all the dimensions, so that can be a pain in the neck.
Absolutely.
Like Twitter just changed their background, right?
Absolutely.
And different size. And then you've got Google Plus is what, you've got Facebook and timeline covers. So all those dimensions, AJ's hooking us up. He's got all that laid out.
Yeah.
And if you go to lifeonfire.com, go to this episode and you can just walk through and check it out. What we're even going to do is we're going to provide some resources. So I'm going to hook you guys up. If you guys need graphic design, I don't get anything out of referring the graphic designers. These are people that we use. And resources between AJ and I, we're going to compile some resources. If you need good graphic design, we've got some recommendations. And you can, we're going to have low-end design that, or I shouldn't say low-end. It's more of less
budget-friendly.
less of an investment versus a little bit more expensive. But, you know, clean up your design, that alone is going to really give you the impact to for brand positioning, to charge more, to grow your business faster, set your business and life on fire. Last thing before we wrap up, just a little tip. I mean, I think about one of the things we're doing creatively is starting to change those images. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, it takes a little bit of time or bandwidth to change the images, but we're doing what we call Firestarter of the Week. Every week, our timeline cover on Facebook is changing. I think it'd be really cool if we did that for Twitter as well. Why not, right? So every week, we're building community by featuring our very own Firestarters. We're putting them on the timeline cover. They're happy about it. It's super cool. We put them in our newsletter called The Hot Tamale. And then, you know, for other people, they're getting, people that are watching us can then see what's going on. They can visually see, wow, what are Firestarters? Exactly. Why are they smiling so big? What's going on? What is this thing all about? It creates community. It's unique. And I think that there's creative ways to use the timeline covers where you might not only be using it for your business with a tagline, but spice it up. You know, AJ's, you know, for you coming up, got an amazing webinar on, you know, a Tweet for Profits.
You got it.
And, you know, for your cover to have Tweet for Profits on it for an upcoming promotion. This could change and be a living, breathing thing every single month.
It's like a billboard. It's like people driving down a highway and then you have billboards promoting their current marketing campaign.
Yep.
You literally have people not really driving, but they're going through the news feeds of stuff. They're going through the profiles, and that is literally real estate. Like a billboard that you're using to promote your webinars, your events, your whatever you have going on.
Absolutely. So spice them up, change them up, go to lifeonfire.com and get the resources there. And then also super excited that we've got AJ. We're doing a live webinar coming up. So what's really awesome is that, you know, watching our podcast, Life on Fire TV, we're grateful to have you here right now, hearing my voice and seeing us. But at the end of the day, we can add even more value for you guys when you hop on a live session with us. Yeah. So this guy is one of our top clients. He's a rock star. We've hired him for Twitter marketing and advertising on Twitter. And he's going to bring some serious knowledge live. And so that's super cool because that's where we're in the same environment. It's on GoToWebinar, but it's an experience. You know, it's different than just kind of watching one of these episodes. You're getting to really dig in with us. We're going to have prizes. We're going to show you guys a really cool experience and how we rock webinars and make them impactful. You'll walk away with lots of notes, but after that webinar, you're not only going to get strategies on Twitter, you're going to have a blueprint. You're going to have a straight up strategy and a blueprint on how to use Twitter, whether you advertise, which is awesome, or not, on how to take Twitter and just by using a little bit of your time to grow your followers, to build up your brand, grow your expertise, and monetize and make money by selling what it is that you have, products, services, whatever your passion is, having that come out. So I'm super excited. This guy's been crushing Twitter for us since we hired him, and we're gonna share how he's doing it and all that good stuff. And what? Anything else you have to say?
Dude, I about think the... we exploded and lit this episode and Q&A Hump Day on fire.
So catch you guys on the live webinar. Go to tweetforprofits.com. Join AJ and I live, and we're gonna help you guys set your business and life on
fire.
Fire. I'm here to help you set your life on fire.